Nothing's gonna stop you now, lover boy.
What happened now? It's Giorgio Moroder.
It's
the songs of the Olympics. We're just gonna play the whole album. What do you think?
I can't figure out if this is my speaker.
Yeah, that's you. This is like an Olympic hymn from Greece, in Greek.
It's an actual Greek.
Yeah. Wait till they start singing, you'll see. When do they start singing? Pretty soon.
Throw the discus far.
Run real fast and swim fast. Pretty wet.
And synchronize your swimming with the other lady.
That's good. And now we'll have synchronized diving too.
Yeah, that's
that
a weird.
That is something new.
Weird.
Watch out, all you
mountain. Jump into the green booger water and probably die from boogers.
It's that Chinese lady's fault. She was having her period in the water.
It's a pretty good Greek song.
Yeah.
Well, has there ever been a top 40 Greek song? Like, I can't think of any.
Zorba the Greek.
Oh, yeah.
We have a call already. I don't know if I'm ready.
Is it the Greek embassy?
I don't know if I'm ready to take calls. We haven't even formally started the show yet, actually. I mean, we played Lover Boy. That was an Olympic song. This is sportsy talk, by the way. How long does this go on?
It's like a 10-minute thing.
Jeez, really? Can you look at it and tell?
I have no idea.
Okay, we don't know how long it goes on. We're talking over it anyway. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. My co-host Jim the Poet is here.
Hey.
It's the Olympics.
Call screener John is here.
Oh, yeah. Call screener John, the most trusted call screener in sports talk radio today. Is he answering your calls? And he has somebody on the line for us already.
He brought me a hooker.
You did. What did he bring me? A Schurferwerfer. What's this thing called? Schurferwerfer. I think they're wrapping it up. It sounds like they're getting to the exciting conclusion.
They've run out of him.
Yay! Play ball. Oh, was there more?
I have no idea.
Oh, geez, we don't know. WFMU, you're on the air.
Well, hi, this is Rooster in Holy Park, Florida, and Scott up in Mount Hope.
Hi, Scott in Mount Hope.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Scott is like you're like a ventriloquist, you know? Like, you speak for Scott, right?
Yeah.
Can you do like a different voice? Like, do you have like a Scott sock puppet or something? And you could do you, and then you could have Scott.
Wow.
No,
I don't think I could duplicate.
That's a lot of pressure.
But we like Scott. Thank you, Scott, for listening to Sportsy Talk, and we like you, Rooster.
Well, Scott really likes you guys.
Well, he was wonderful to us.
He has a real radio voice.
Yeah. Not like us.
I got a radio face.
It's true.
That's good. I like that. That's my kind of humor.
Rooster, you been watching the Olympics?
No, I don't have television.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't miss it either.
Yeah, why would you? You just listen to FMU. We'll tell you all about what's going on.
In 1 hour, we'll tell you everything that's happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hear reports. Mm-hmm. What I heard today was a report about that Japanese pole vaulter.
Ooh, what about that Japanese pole vaulter?
You know, you didn't hear that?
Well, I'm going to let you tell the story. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah, I did hear about this.
This Japanese pole vaulter was in an attempt to make a record-breaking jump, and he completed it almost, but as he was going over the bar, his penis fell out of his shorts and hit the bar and disqualified his jump.
Wait, he got disqualified because of his penis?
Well, he was jumping over the bar, right? And yes. You just make it most of the time.
And his penis flopped out of his shorts and hit the bar.
Well, I didn't see. I think he just wasn't wearing any underpants or something like that. He's got
why
like
would
this
you
orange.
Do that? Wouldn't you wear like? We had an extensive conversation last week about jock straps, and I just think you ought to be wearing one if you're going to be jumping way up.
Well, it's just his junk got in the way of the bar, and it was already kind of shaken because he'd already kind of rubbed it against a couple other parts of his. But his action just kind of like made that go right down.
Wow! And it knocked the bar over.
Knocked the bar right over.
Wow.
If you know what I'm saying, that's pretty impressive.
That's
where I come from,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's not. I couldn't knock any bars over. If you
good
know what
for
I'm
him.
Saying,
I don't know if he knocked the bar off, but you're not allowed to touch the bar in any way.
With your penis, you can't touch the bar.
Can't touch the bar with his penis. Probably, he's always dreamed of that.
I've heard of that. Most bars I go to don't let me touch the bar with my penis either.
I understand that Japanese porn is really nichey, and they have like specific things. So maybe that's a specific porn thing in Japan, like touching the
pole rubbing.
Pole rubbing with your penis
while a panda watches.
Yeah,
can you get it?
That's changed. Maybe it could be like. It could be like that movie with the kid who sticks his tongue on the pole and it gets stuck.
The Christmas Story?
Yeah. What if the Japanese guy's penis got stuck to the bar, Then he'd be like dangling up there.
Thankfully, it's not the Winter Olympics.
But it's winter. It's winter in Brazil right now.
Yeah, but it's like 80 degrees every day.
Yeah, but it's still winter.
It's global warming.
It's winter down there.
They're all going to die.
It's like the Southern Hemisphere, so they're having the... And it's like weird. They're having like the summer games in winter lands and the winter games in summer lands, and that doesn't seem right. Everything should be in the Northern Hemisphere.
You want to break the
that's
world?
That's the way it is. The Northern Hemisphere.
All the
that's
cities should be in the Northern
the
Hemisphere?
Northern Hemisphere rules.
Okay.
Southern Hemisphere drools. No more
in
of that.
Side of the world, it does, I agree.
Yeah,
with
see,
that.
In the Northern Hemisphere, we agree, right? Yes, absolutely.
Scott and I are working on a surprise for you.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Well, we have a friend. His name is Derek.
Uh-huh. And I have a cousin named Derek.
He's a NASCAR announcer.
And that's pretty cool.
And
those cars go fast.
He's a driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's basically a race commentator, announcer, driver, and he's a good friend of ours.
Cool.
And, we're excited about the fact that he's excited about the fact that he wants to call the station.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Tell him to call anytime, 201-209-9368. Tell him to call.
Okay. He is going to call. He's going to contact you in some way before Tuesday night.
Okay.
He probably knows how to do that.
He can email us at the station.
Yeah. I'm sure he will.
Yep, we have emails at WFMU.
He wants to touch base with you, and he's excited about calling.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Caller Derek. We'll have to alert call screener John to let him through.
You're going to like Derek.
I'm sure we will.
I can't make any promises because, it's not Tuesday yet.
I'm sure he's busy, but that'd be good to hear from him. Thank you. Thank you, Rooster.
You're welcome.
Rooster, we're gonna say bye to you now. Thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, say hi to Scott.
Say hi to Scott for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like Rooster. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. I think we have to actually talk about, like, the Olympics
his
and
penis?
Sports and stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Have we talked about penises?
I think we talked. We've covered the penis part of sports this week, I think, and we alluded to the menstruation part of sports already. So, I think we've covered it, right?
I think so.
I have to say, I am so sick of sports.
You are?
I'm totally sick. I pulled a lot of music this week. I was going to play music. I was going to play just sets of music, especially if you didn't show up.
Why wouldn't I show up? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You might be busy.
I'm on staycation.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not that busy.
I thought you forgot.
Nope. I was a little late because I was bringing in some furniture that came from Ben. Well, Ben is away at rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Ben might be listening. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hey, Ben, I hope you feel better soon. We went to visit significant roommate Ben together.
And his roommate, John, he's a cool guy. He's there. Hey, John. Hey, Ben. That thing came, too. It was gigantic. Like, we have a gigantic
thing
bench that I think you can sit in the shower with.
Oh, yeah, a shower bench. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's
That'll
good.
Be good for
I
you,
mean, it's
too.
Bigger than our
I mean,
showers.
When you get older, you won't be able to get in and
I'm
out.
I'm pretty
of
old now.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't, I need to...
We have a call.
Just be thrown
Should
into
I
the...
Should I put this on the air?
Sure.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hello, this is Zoe.
Zoe, yay! Did you call to give us the update?
I did.
All right, tell us.
It was really hot.
Yeah, I bet like it was.
But I survived.
Okay, I'm glad
Congratulations.
You survived. That's good. That's all you can do.
And I did check when I was there. They did the most important thing. They did sell bacon on a stick.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, they do, right?
Delicious.
Bacon on a stick is the best thing ever.
It is with maple and hot sauce on it.
Ooh. Mmm.
And you can also get s'mores. Bacon on a stick.
S'mores bacon?
Wait, s'mores bacon on a stick?
It's like
that
chocolate
that.
And marshmallow and bacon?
That doesn't,
yeah, chocolate, marshmallow, and bacon, yeah.
Ew. Yeah. I don't know if I don't know.
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go for that.
And so who sang the national anthem? Do you remember?
Styx did.
Oh, yes, Styx.
They sang the national anthem?
That's awesome.
Good.
Wow. Cool.
Styx is amazing.
And then you stuck around and you saw the concert afterward, after the game?
I saw most of it because it was getting late because...
Yes.
The game was going pretty quickly. It looked like it was going to be over at like 9:30, but no, it went to 11 innings.
Oh,
don't you hate that? Everybody hates extra innings.
Did the Mets win or did they give it away?
No, they did win it.
Oh, good.
And so that was good.
Good for them. Who were they playing again? I forgot.
The
Padres.
The Padres. Well, of course they won.
Yeah, the Padres are terrible.
They're always terrible.
Home runs. And everybody's like, ugh.
Well, yeah, I know. You don't want to give up runs to the Padres. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
But it was a good time had by all at LGBT night at the Mets.
Yeah, the color guard got lots of love and cheers, and they were the lesbian and gay Big Apple Corps.
That's cool.
Oh, good.
They were cool.
Cool.
I missed the kiss cam because I was looking for food, and it was just like, you know, one of the main points to go.
Oh, they had the kiss cam? Did they still do
that? Yeah, and I heard the friend I went with said it was about 60-40 straight, gay, mixed. So
oh, nice.
Well, that's good. So they did single sex couples on the kiss cam.
Yeah,
that's nice.
So.
Good.
It's like Billy Bean, not Billy Bean, the guy from the A's, but the first gay baseball player, Billy Bean, threw out the first pitch.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, there was somebody else who threw out a pitch. Some guy, I don't remember who. And then Billy Bean threw out another first pitch.
There was another first pitch?
There's several first pitches.
I'm confused.
The
Mets throw out as many first pitches as they can, I think.
I guess.
They'll let everybody pitch. If you come to the game.
Yeah, you get to pitch.
They'll run the bases, feel up Mr. Met, and then, you know, throw the first pitch out.
Oh, yeah, I saw Mr. Met. That was exciting.
He's cool, right?
I saw him walking around. So
how's he doing?
Was he with a same sex mascot friend, or was
he
with just by himself?
I didn't ask him
single.
Why the deal with Mrs. Met, if that's his wife or his mother.
Oh, it's his wife, you know.
Is it his wife?
Yes, that is his mother.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Is it his mother? I mean,
no.
They got engaged last year. Why did they get engaged last year? They've been married for like what, 50 years?
Well, it used to just be this crazy person would wear, like, this crazy lady in the 60s would wear this, like, paper mache Mrs. Met outfit to the place.
Really?
And so Mr. Met at first was kind of like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you're really freaking me out. And I guess it took a little time for him to come around, you know?
And he did, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if it's his mother, he wouldn't be getting engaged to her.
Yeah.
So it's
well, you never know. I mean, that's,
you know. They're baseballs. Maybe they live differently.
The original Mr. Met and Mrs. Met? Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
How many Mr. Mets? There's a, I think Earl Morris made a documentary about Mr. Met. And it's...
Based on the book that the guy wrote?
Yeah, well, it's just like he just followed the guy around who was Mr. Met and got fired from being Mr. Met. And
he got in trouble for, I don't know, all kinds of crap. But then that guy wrote a book. And
yeah, and Earl Morris did a little documentary with him, like a short one. It's like 15 minutes long or something. He just followed the former Mr. Met around. And the former Mr. Met still wears a kind of a Mr. Met costume, but it's different enough that he doesn't get cease and desist. Yeah, he doesn't get cease and desist letters, but it's pretty similar. He made it himself. He shows him, Earl Morris, like in the documentary, shows him sewing this Mr. Met outfit.
Yikes.
I know. It's scary. All right, Zoe, thank you so much for the update. Thanks for calling.
Pat Duncan was a ticket taker.
He was?
Uh-huh.
Yay, Pat Duncan.
Who's Pat Duncan?
You have to learn your WFMU DJs.
Oh, I do?
Man, if you're going to be on the air. How could you even say that?
I have no idea.
You didn't have to pass any tests.
Consistently.
I know. I'm always getting in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I'm still
now.
In trouble with, you know, Dave Hill and
I know. Everybody hates
a bunch
you.
Of other people.
I don't hate you. I like you.
Well, I like you don't hate you either.
All right.
Thanks listeners, Zoe.
See you soon.
Bye. Glad you had fun with Sticks.
Fun with Sticks. That's a good name. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people. From David's
hey,
Corner.
What's going on, David?
Set my, like, deepest apologies for last week's conduct. Moreover, right now you were alluding a little while ago to play maybe a little Bossa Nova, maybe Joe Bean and Eastern Gina.
Okay.
And Marco.
I got something
nice.
For you.
I was just thinking alluding along the lines. And, yeah. That's about it. I don't know what else to say, unless you want to ask anything.
Well, how you doing?
Have you been watching the Olympics?
I catch them every now and then, you know, but, like, most people that I know at FMU, we turned off our TVs about 15, 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And you just listen to the radio. That's
the radio.
Why we're...
Yeah, radio is more imaginative. I get to hear you guys, and I try to catch every inflection, tone. It's like fail-safe. Young Larry Hagman.
Here you go, David. This is for you. This is by request.
Okay, well, let me set up my radio.
You want to...
Bye, guys.
Bye, David.
All right, see you later, David.
Love you. Love you, too. David wanted a little samba,
bossa nova.
Bossa nova music. This isn't actually bossa nova music. This is actually African, but what the heck, you know. I happen to have it here for when I was going to play music. Because I hate sports.
I'm
so sick of sports.
The Olympics has made you sick of sports?
I've been watching the Olympics like it's my job, and I am so tired of it. And now there's football is happening. They've got, like, preseason football is going on.
Yeah, but you're not going to watch. You're not going to watch football.
I'm not watching it. No, I'm not watching it. But still, it's happening. Baseball is happening. Things are happening. God hates A-Rod. A-Rod's gone. That's things happening.
Yeah, A-Rod says they announced today through his agent that he's not coming back to play this year with any team. So he's not going to be signing up with the Marlins.
Oh, he wasn't
going
to sign up with them anyway.
Live news from the Olympics.
Yeah.
The U.S. Women's basketball team, which has been playing very well and beating teams by 40, 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
They're only up by 4 points against Japan with 2 minutes left in the second quarter.
Aren't Japanese women, like, really bitty?
I don't know.
Aren't they bitty and polite? I mean, how could they beat us?
I saw the women, the Japanese women's volleyball team today. They were all pretty tall. I mean, I don't know if they're all short.
Maybe they have like an island of tall women.
Like Wonder Woman Island or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Where they're all just giant?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I could look that up.
Okay, look up the island, Japanese island of tall women. Let this play. Should we just talk over this?
Yeah.
And it goes on for like 14
Jerry
minutes.
Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, is somehow up for the Hall of Fame in
football?
Oh,
he is not.
That must be a mistake.
The gloomy powers. That's what I think of that.
Sad baby eyes. Sad baby eyes. In a
what's he singing? A holy roly eyes? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know. On a second hand piano.
All right, enough of that. So, there's so many things in the Olympics that are happening, most of them really amusing, like the fact that they had Olympic golf for the first time since 1904.
You see, I don't care about
Yeah. The interesting thing is,
see, golf should be a winter sport in the Olympics.
Do you know what a caiman is?
No.
It's a thing like a crocodile. That's a crocodile. It's like a small crocodile.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, the whole Olympic course was infested with caiman.
So did that help? Was it like a sand trap that moved around kind of thing?
Yeah, and like bit at you, you know. Like Hungry Hungry Hippo, only with a giant alligator or something.
I don't think they really thought out this whole let's do this thing in Rio thing.
I know. And they have mountain biking as an Olympic sport now, right? This year?
Okay.
The entire mountain biking course is on fire. There's a wildfire
that
up there.
That seems bad.
It's completely on fire. They can't
I saw they do this big marathon swim thing where you do it in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
the ocean, which is full of
the
filth.
Lagoon was like broken. Yes. Like the lagoon got broken the other day, and so they had to do it at like just some random spot.
They just picked a random spot. Wait, the lagoon was like full of bacteria.
No, they had like 50 mile an hour winds or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they had
terrible
weather. So
the lagoon got broken.
It's winter down there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe so, it was just like some typhoon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They had to cancel a bunch of track and field events because there was crazy wind and it was knocking things
over.
Well,
they canceled those, but then they didn't cancel the diving, and so those guys were like blown all over the place yesterday.
Yeah.
Like the Russian guy, there's a Russian dude who's like the best diver in the world. Yeah. But he was so psyched out by all the crazy wind that he kept getting like belly flops and like... He hit his legs on the board.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was like,
but
oh, my God.
Also, I mean, they're diving into that. I think it's Deadspin, I think. One of our favorite websites, Deadspin.
I know. They get sold today?
Yeah, maybe. They did a thing where they took a picture of the water in the swimming pool every day and matched it to a paint chip from Sherwin-Williams paints.
Yeah.
So they have these Sherwin-Williams paint chips, and they'll tell you, like, what color name the water was each day, and it just gets darker and darker until it's kind of this gray color.
There's some breaking news. Univision.
Yes. Univision
is buying Gawker Media for $135 million.
Oh, my God. Will you have to learn how to speak Spanish,
Those cats. El creepy cats.
El creepy cats. El creepy gatos.
I don't know if that money goes directly to Hulk Hogan or not, but they have a sad picture of Nick Denton on the thing. It's like, oh, Nick. Is enough sad bloggy guys.
Sad blogging guys. Sad blogging guys.
That's more than they thought they were going to get.
How much was it?
$135 million.
Hey, we have a call.
Oh, yeah?
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi, guys. Guys, can you tell me one thing? If you've been watching that much intently, I want to know who won the fencing, because it was an African-American against an England African-American. No, England, African,
African British.
He had blonde hair.
He had blonde hair.
So I want to know who won the fencing match.
Okay, we're looking that up for you.
When was the fencing match?
Thank you.
It was today, right?
When was it?
Let's say today. Let's say it was today.
Let's say it was today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the U.S. won a.
The U.S. Saber team, the women's
saber team won a bronze,
and that was the woman from Maplewood, who's an American Muslim, and
yeah, her
competes
last name's
in
Muhammad.
Yeah, she competes in wearing a hijab, and she's the first woman athlete to do that, and she helped her team
for
win
the
a
United
bronze.
States at least.
Yeah.
Is it just for the United States or for everybody?
I think I don't know actually. I was thinking it was for everybody, but the way they show the Olympics on TV, it's super boring. You know, they never tell you anything except about Americans.
Oh yeah, they
right?
don't care.
And it's like things are happening and events are occurring.
No, there's all kinds of cool stuff
going on, but you have no idea.
Because
if an American isn't going to win a gold in it, they're never going to show it to you. It's really, NBC's coverage is so terrible. And you know what they did that really made me angry?
Tell me.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, Simone Manuel, right?
Yes.
She's a woman swimmer.
Yeah, she's an African-American swimmer.
She's an African-American woman on the U.S. swim team. She won the first individual gold medal won by a woman African-American U.S. swimmer.
In swimming, right?
Yep. First one to win an individual gold medal.
Yep.
They didn't show her medal ceremony on TV. They show all the medal ceremonies for all the Americans.
Right.
What they showed instead of her medal ceremony...
was
her
like
gold
Russians
medal
on the balance beam or something
no.
like that, right?
No, they showed a gold medal ceremony for the Singapore athlete who beat Michael Phelps. When that Singapore guy got a gold, and Michael Phelps got a silver, so that's like...
There were three guys who got silver there.
Yeah, they tied for second. Three guys tied for second, one of them being Phelps. So they show this guy from Singapore, and you see the close-up of his face as he kind of halfway mouths the lyrics to the Singapore national anthem, and they treat him, you know. But this woman... I mean, she did something really spectacular.
It was pretty deep, too, because like I saw her medal ceremony, and she started to cry during the medal ceremony.
Yeah, but you didn't see it on TV.
I saw it on Deadspin or something like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. It was an amazing thing, but they didn't show
Brought to
it.
You by Univision.
Univision. Deadspin.
El Deadspin.
El Morto Spino.
Espino no muerte.
God, we're idiots. Oh, I'm so sorry we don't speak Spanish.
One of the cool things that happened today in the Olympics, and this is the kind of stuff I love.
Yeah.
All right, so these two ladies were running.
Yeah.
As part of some giant group of people running some ridiculous distance, right?
Thing that they have to
and
run.
And the first lady, New Zealand lady, crashes into the American lady.
Oh, no.
And they both fall.
Oh, no.
And they're the American lady, she's from Topsfield, Massachusetts. That's sort of like where I grew up.
Yeah, sort of.
So, like, they're both down.
Yes.
No, it's like, I don't know, it's two towns over from where I grew up.
Okay,
and,
sorry.
The American lady goes, come on, we got to go. Like, we got to, this is the Olympics, we got to finish.
Yeah.
And so it's like she and the New Zealand lady get up and they start running. The American lady's like got a bad knee and she's kind of balky and running. Mm-hmm. And the New Zealand's like, hey, you know, what's going on? And she goes, no, just run, just run. We got to finish. It's the Olympics. We got to finish.
Yeah.
And so the New Zealand lady finishes and then the American lady finishes.
Yes.
And the New Zealand lady after the thing was like, that is what the Olympics is all about. Like that.
She Did picked she beat me up. The American?
She picked me up. Like she said, let's keep going. Like we got to finish.
Yeah.
And they both got waved into the finals or something like that. Because if you fall or trip or something like that, they automatically
They get a participation trophy.
No, they put you in the finals.
They get a participation medal.
But what, like the American...
was she way out ahead?
No, they were in the pack. That's why you got
Why did they get into the finals then? That doesn't make sense.
One of them's not even going to be able to... Because she can't run.
Well, they shouldn't put them in the finals. That's ridiculous. They didn't win anything. They fell over.
Well, but that's not their fault. They were
that is their fault.
Tripped
they're just
by
clumsy.
Fate.
That's too bad. If you fall over, you don't get into the finals. That's just too bad.
You do in the Olympics.
Yeah, those Olympics. Those Olympics suck. That's ridiculous. You know, they're only putting them in
Her name is Topsfield's Abby D'Agostino. Shows sportsmanship following tumble in Olympic 5K.
That's ridiculous.
But her knee is wrecked, man.
I don't care.
She's going to be like in the bed next to Ben.
Yeah, fine.
She's going to need one of those.
Yeah.
Her knee was all over the place. Like it was a nightmare.
Did you see the weightlifter whose elbow just snapped while he was holding
the
weight?
No, I did not want to watch that video.
Oh, my God. That is pretty bad. He's an Armenian weightlifter.
Yeah.
He's got some huge barbell up over his head. And he's holding it. And all of a sudden, his elbow just does something that your elbow should never, ever do. And he drops the weight. And it's just, oh, yeah.
Chalmers says, breaking Olympic news, the IOC stripped Russia of a gold medal today due to a doping violation. That's not really breaking news.
Yeah, but they shouldn't let him in the first place.
The medal was from Beijing Olympics 8 years ago.
Oh, what? Wait, they stripped an 8-year-old medal because these guys were all doping?
But they're going to do that like with
Everybody
a bunch
knows,
of peoples
yeah.
with medals. Like, and what they do is they give it to the person who got the silver. So like they show up at your house and go... Hey, remember 20 years ago you were
when
in a race?
You didn't get a medal ceremony.
You lost?
You
yeah,
lost,
here you go. Here's your gold medal here,
right.
pal.
Yeah.
Change your Wikipedia page. You won the gold.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know. That was pretty cool.
Did we talk about the...
Did we ruin the Olympics for everyone who's going to watch tonight yet?
No, nobody's going to watch it.
Oh, okay, cause so Simone Biles wins another gold medal.
Today. Oh, well, that was the
On the floor exercises.
She's, you know, she's really good on that, but I saw her
she's
do...
She's good on... Oh, did you see her slip
I
on the thing?
Yeah. I saw
she
her...
She slipped on the balance
beam. But I've seen, they've shown her floor routine like 3 times now. They showed it in the prelims. They showed it in the...
All around.
In the all around. They showed it
the
in
team.
The... Yeah, the team. Now they're showing it in the individual. It's just like, you know, it's just how many times can you see Simone Biles go... Ugh,
I could watch that all day. If you know
I mean, she's great, but, you know, I don't care. I've
she's
seen
America's
it.
Sweetheart.
I've already seen it.
Allie Reisman.
How many little girls are going to get named Simone now? Because there's Simone Biles and Simone Manuel.
A bunch,
lots.
I would think.
Lots,
yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty good
kids
name.
They're going to be named Simone.
I mean, usually it's a French girl name. So, like,
well, that
maybe
is a French girl name.
Yeah, Simone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
now it'll be an American girl name.
Good, we'll take it.
American girls.
That's fine.
Should
American I change my
ladies
name?
Ladies to Simone?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Bronwyn's kind of a stupid name, though.
No, it's not. What do you mean?
Yeah,
it's a great
name.
Nobody
knows what it is. I mean, it's just like, you know.
What is it supposed to be?
I don't know. It's a terrible radio name. I mean, nobody
Dale says, the Olympics is just another junket for Matt Lauer to father his co-host children. Well, I couldn't believe that they let Natalie Morales and Matt Lauer go to another Olympics after they had, like, some tour to fare a few years ago in Turin.
Did?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Matt Lauer and Natalie Morales.
Who's Natalie Morales?
She's the other one of the other ladies on the Today Show.
Oh, I don't ever watch the Today Show. I don't have a TV.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
Apparently not. Isn't Matt Lauer like all bald now and everything?
Yeah, but he's still, you know, I don't know, rich.
Oh, okay.
That's still sexy, right?
That's right, I guess. Hmm. football.
El Bobo says, I have new respect for you guys for saying what I've always said, that the U.S. media only shows U.S. athletes winning gold.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You would think that with all the money they spent on rights, they'd be showing more wrestling and triple jumps than Ryan Seacrest's ugly face. So the triple jump was today.
Was it? What
Two Americans won. One guy won the gold. The other one won the silver.
So they'll be showing that tonight.
No, they're not. They showed it in the afternoon.
But they put all that stuff on tape delay.
No, they've already shown it all.
It's like everything's already happened.
They only tape delay like the swimming and the Usain Bolt. They might tape delay that.
Okay.
I mean, I already saw him race his first. Whatever it was, 200 meters.
And he won his
like
100 meters. I saw that.
I mean, no one's going to beat that guy.
No.
That guy's unbelievable.
You know, our guy, our American guy who is up against him, Gardner or somebody?
Gatlin?
I thought it was
Gatlin,
Gardner.
Todd Gatlin or something?
No, Gardner.
It's not Gardner.
Something like that.
It's Todd Gatlin.
Todd Gatlin. Look it up.
I'll look it up.
He's already served suspensions for doping.
Yeah, he said he didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know how that got in me. Oh, I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Justin Gatlin.
Gatlin?
G-A-T-L-I-N.
Oh, all right.
What'd I say, Todd?
Yeah, but you were right.
I think
you're never right. That's crazy. This has never happened before.
I think Todd's the guy from the GE commercials, the little redheaded stepchild that's like, is that a robot over there?
Oh, that's a great commercial.
Shut up, Todd.
Give him a dollar.
Give Todd a dollar.
Doom and gloom on a second-hand piano.
Hey, we were getting a lot of good calls. We should get some more calls. 201-209-9368 is the number to call to talk about sports with Sportsy Talk. I don't want to talk about sports anymore, though, but we are the most trusted
team. You don't
want
to talk about sports anymore?
In Sports Talk Radio today.
We can talk about, we have a new plan.
Yeah, what is it?
For the election.
Oh, yeah. This is exciting. I came up with it today.
I had an idea.
Yeah, that was
It came to me when I was sitting around in my house.
I thought you were at work.
Underpants.
I didn't realize you were sitting around your house in your underpants.
I have a staycation this week.
Yeah, so you're at home.
And I realized that they had moved one of the debates
to Hofstra.
To Hofstra, which is close to us.
That's so a university on Long Island.
Initially, they were all far away.
I don't know if it's that close, but I mean, we can get there,
it's
right?
It's closer than Las Vegas.
Do they have like trains and things to go to Hofstra?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, we'll figure
we can
it
get
out.
The Hofstra.
Yeah, the Hofstra.
We can get a ride with Matt Lauer and his.
His whore.
His prostitutes.
His concubines.
So. We're going to try to get, you know, press passes to that. It's on a Monday. And
yeah,
so maybe we'll have some good, you know, spin room tape
exciting.
For the our Tuesday show.
You actually went to Cleveland and covered the Republican National Convention.
I know, it
for
seems
WFMU.
Like so long ago.
It
that was when Trump was still a real candidate that
sort
people took
of.
Seriously.
People kind of took him seriously. I mean, some people did. No longer.
No longer.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what Giuliani said yesterday? That was the most amazing thing
that
he's
ever... We'd never gotten attacked by terrorists before Obama was president or something like that?
Yeah. He said the U.S., there had never been a successful Islamic terrorist attack on the U.S. before Obama was president. And you know what that means?
9/11 never happened?
No. It means that Giuliani slipped and he let it out. It was an inside job.
You think he was
9/11 was an inside job, and Giuliani was in on it.
He knows. It was done by a bunch of guys.
He knows it was the Saudis and the Bushes. They did it. And Giuliani
CIA brought
knows
down
it. Yes. And he's let it out of the bag.
Is that what we're drawing from that?
Yes.
Or just that Giuliani's insane?
No. No, he's truther Rudy. Rudy the truther. He let it out.
Wow.
It's true.
That's shocking.
It is shocking. You heard it here first.
Dale says, my wife went to the public pool today and said, the boys are all named after gods, Zeus and Hercules.
Really?
And the girls are all named after luxury brands, Prada and Gucci.
Is this true?
Is this one of those dystopian novels?
Where is that? Zeus and Hercules? I know somebody who named their dog Achilles.
Cat in Chicago's on the boards. Hey, Cat.
Oh, hey, Cat. Listener Cat. Listener DJ Cat. Greetings.
How's she doing?
I don't know how she's doing. You're the one who's on the board. You can tell me how she's doing.
She says,
doing.
Oh, my God, that Giuliani statement. WT actual F.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's good stuff.
It's amazing. So, yeah, we will be, if all goes well, we will be covering the Hofstra.
I behaved pretty well at the Republican thing. And it's the same people giving out the, you know.
Well, they gave me I got the credentials, too. I just didn't go.
You actually would have gotten the brown credentials. You would have had, you had floor credentials.
Yeah, I didn't want
to
go.
You had, like, they were giving me credentials to, like, work the popcorn machine up on the third floor.
I know, but that's the problem, is that I told them I needed you with me to tell me who people were.
Yeah, they
and
don't.
And they didn't recognize.
No.
They don't. Okay, they don't care. Republican National Committee does not recognize prosopagnosia as an ADA accommodation disability, and they should. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is.
I don't know either.
Because they didn't really have their action together.
No, they kind of didn't. I mean, it's sort.
But
I
you
mean,
had high level.
I did, huh?
Yeah,
I
you.
Gone.
They're like, oh well, we'll give you Bronwyn's thing, and you know, because Bronwyn. We had heard of her, and you're just some jagoff.
So they gave
you
so they actually gave you my access.
They said, hey, "Here's the best access we can give you, based on what the three of you could have had."
The three of us being you, me, and Station Manager Ken.
Station Manager Ken.
I don't think he had any intention of going, right? But I mean, he applied.
No, I think
anyway.
He just he had to put his name on the thing to make it official or something like that.
Well, so yeah, we have applied now to cover one of the presidential debates.
And if we can get, you know, if we get places to crash, maybe we could go other places too. You want to go to Virginia?
No, I am not going
anywhere.
There's
a vice presidential one in Virginia.
I am not going.
Mike Pence versus other guy.
I am not. Yeah, who's that? Kane. The other guy's
name is Kane.
Is
that his real name?
Yeah, his name's Kane.
The other guy should just play the harmonica
Yeah, there's some video online of Kane playing a harmonica in a bar or something. It's not as crazy as when Clinton played the saxophone.
That's what got him the election. He played the saxophone on
Maybe that's why they made Kane play the harmonica. I'm not going to go on a road trip.
You don't
want
to go to Virginia?
I'm not going
to
go on a road trip with you because this hobo radio station will not pay for transportation or lodging. And you haven't got a credit card or a driver's license, and I am not on Earth to be the support system for a bunch of hobos. I'm just not going to do
I'm like a raccoon that lives indoors, basically.
You are. I know you've gone feral now that your significant
roommate a wild animal.
Ben is away. You're feral in there. You're not going to work. You're just lying around watching the Olympics. It's just, you know, whatever you do in there. I don't know. What's it look like in there?
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
There's like
is there rotting food everywhere? Is it like that? Is it like that Polanski movie Repulsion?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like dead rabbits coming out of the walls or whatever happens?
No, they're not dead.
Yet.
Yet. No, it's just like a pile of crap that I need to clean up before Ben gets home, or else I'm in a lot of trouble.
But he's not coming home until like the 23rd or something, right?
So well, he wants to extend his stay.
You got time to make it like way worse.
No, he wants to extend his stay. He doesn't want to ever come back, I don't think. He misses me, but not that much.
I'm sorry.
I miss him every day.
I know you do. You guys
haunts
are very,
my dreams.
You guys are very sweet together. You are.
Oh, we found his cousin. So
good. Okay,
his cousin
good,
was missing for a while.
But now he's back.
I guess he's back. Yeah,
okay, well, that's good.
He didn't do anything.
Okay, good.
Thought maybe he went to go see the president or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he might have, but then he didn't realize the president was on vacation.
Oh, well, I'm glad everything's okay now. Who's the president? Oh, Obama.
Obama's still the president.
Yeah, still.
I think he should. This is a thing I have an idea about. That the president, Obama, should step down a couple weeks early and let Joe Biden be the president.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Wouldn't that be kind of nice?
The way they wanted to put A-Rod in at third base for like one out.
They did put him in for one out, didn't they?
I know, yeah.
That was kind of cool. Where it's like you get to be president. Joe Biden's been a nice guy. Let him be president for a couple of days.
He should have. If his son hadn't died, he would have run.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he would have. He was going
to run. I don't know if
he
would have beat. I don't know if he would have beat Hillary.
Yes, he would have.
But he says all kinds of wacky stuff.
I know, but I mean, Trump says all kinds of wacky stuff, and look how far he got.
Yeah, but I mean, he's kind of reached the point where he's not getting any further. Stefan Radford says, can Trump play any instrument?
Well, that's a good question.
It's not like I'm wanting to humanize him, but curious.
I doubt that he can.
He might. I don't know. He's a rich guy. Don't you think he plays bagpipes or something like that?
No, I don't think rich people bother learning how to play music. They just figure they hire people to do that for them, I think. You know.
You don't think he plays piano?
No.
Does Trump play any musical instruments? This says he plays the trumpet.
He does not.
don't know. It's from some Canadian
the
person.
Trumpet? Because he's a Trump. Get it? Trump. Trumpet. Get
no,
it?
I don't
it's
get
a
it.
Canadian joke.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's
that Canadian
a subtle
person.
Joke.
Yeah, the Canadian. Well, those Canadians are subtle, eh? They are. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. And we're going to have a big announcement about the election, but not tonight, but later.
I think we already talked about that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we did.
There's news of the dead.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to turn up the duh?
Yeah, wait.
Can you turn up the duh?
Maybe.
A sad member of the world TV group has
wait.
Died. A very amusing person.
Okay, the dogs are both up. What are you doing?
Let's see if it'll run here.
Okay.
Let's see if you know who this is. I don't know. It's not even running.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Such a waste of time.
Oh. What is it?
It's still thinking about it.
Oh, come
it's
on.
NBC Video, you know.
They can't
really get their act together.
How long does it take? Are they trying to figure out if it's an American who's won a gold medal? Wait,
no.
Somebody died?
Oh, yeah, some German coach died from the...
From the terrible water?
From the nation's capital, the McLaughlin Group, an unrehearsed, hastily assembled program presenting inside opinions and forecasts on major issues of the day. With Jack Germond of the Baltimore Sun, syndicated columnists Pat Buchanan and Eleanor Cliff, and Morton Kondracki of the New Republic.
What?
Do you remember this guy?
No. What is that?
John McLaughlin.
Now,
does.
Here's the moderator, John McLaughlin.
Issue number one, the commander-in-chief in Mexico. Bush wants a free trade agreement. What does President Salinas want? Pat Buchanan.
John Salinas is...
What?
You've never seen Dana Carvey do the John McLaughlin guy?
Did Dana Carvey die?
Wrong! No, Dana Carvey's... No, Dana Carvey's not dead. Next question. Question number two.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
you him. You don't remember anything about John
McLaughlin? No.
Well, John McLaughlin's dead. He used to do a show
right.
on...
Yeah.
It was
but that
a politics
wasn't it.
Show.
That was a joke of his show.
That was a joke of his show.
Okay.
The joke of the show was pretty much like the show.
It sounded pretty believable, except for the hastily assembled part.
No, that was like, that's... I think they might actually say something like that.
Yeah.
It was always the same four people on the show. And John McLaughlin, he would just yell at people. And then
I thought
tell them
I hated
wrong.
Talking about sports, but I hate talking about this even more.
What else do we got? Do you got sad baby eyes?
Sad baby eyes.
I don't know.
Oh, fantasy football
yeah,
is coming up.
Okay, yeah, we have to talk about this now. All right, here's the thing.
Yeah,
we
what's
have
the thing?
A fantasy football
yes.
league. We invite the listeners to play on the fantasy football league, and you can have your own team.
Sure.
It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
It's just I'm going to beat you.
The winner, if it's not Jim, who it will not be.
It's going
to
be
The winner gets to come in here and co-host a show with us, unless it's somebody who has won before. That's a new rule.
It is.
If it's somebody who has won a co-hosting gig before, you can play for pride and your American gold medal and everything, but you can't.
You can't co-host.
You can't co-host. If you win and you've already won, we'll take the next person.
Because Danny D usually
person.
Wins.
Yeah, Danny D will clobber everyone, although we invite him to participate and have 10 teams like
and
he
lose.
Always does. But no, he can win. But he's not going to win the co-hosting gig. We gotta make a rule about
the draft
not
is supposed to be
thing.
Sunday, but we'll move it a week.
Yeah, we're going to move it because we're going to tell you how to join the league, and that is that you go to what do you go to ESPN.com?
ESPN Fantasy.
ESPN Fantasy. ESPN Fantasy.
And you look up Sportsy Talk Do Over League.
Okay, the sports.
I will add Tim teams because I think all the teams from last year were automatically
added.
What am I saying here?
Yeah, okay. If you were on the team last year and you don't want to be on the team this year, you better just get your team off of there because
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know.
Just tell me and I'll assign it to some of the others.
Okay, right.
Or I'll make a robot run it.
No, don't because then we'll have like 10 robot teams. Nobody wants to have that. That sounds dreadful.
I mean, I'll figure something out.
Okay, you figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're the commissioner.
So it's the Sportsy Talk Do Over League.
Yes. You sign up for that. It's free.
Free.
And then we'll have a draft when everybody's going to pick their players all at once.
And it's going to be the 28th.
No.
Yeah, August.
No.
Why not?
Because what's this Sunday?
The 21st.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
what's
it is.
Today?
Today's the, I don't know, the 16th.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Where does the time go?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be in the afternoon.
All right, the 28th of August.
So we got lots of teams
available. I'm going to be at a party that day.
Yeah, it's fun. You said you were going to quit the league anyway.
Oh, right. I am going to quit the league.
You were against the sport of football.
I'm not watching football anymore because you know what happened today?
What happened?
The New Orleans Saints, their football team, they drafted a guy out of college, right?
Yes.
He was their first round draft choice.
How's he doing?
He broke his fibula in practice.
Oh, yeah. Which one's that? Is that a leg bone or
arm bone? I think that's a leg bone. I'm afraid it's your thigh bone, but I'm not sure. There's tibulas and fibulas. He broke his fibula.
Tibula and fibula?
Yeah. Went down to the lake. Tibula fell in. Who was left?
Fibula?
Inch me and pinch me went down to the lake. Inch me fell in. Who was left?
What?
Here, answer the question.
I have no idea.
Unch me and punch me went down to the lake. Unch me fell in. Who was left?
Unch me. I'm genuinely, this is from Evan Funk Davies. I'm genuinely surprised Bronwyn never watched the McLaughlin Group. Rip John. He's up in heaven yelling, Morton! As we speak, I bet. Morton. He just yelled at everybody. It was great.
Yeah? No, I never
And he would just tell people they were wrong. Like, he would ask
I went.
He would ask you a question that was based on, like, so what is your opinion about, you know, will Russia invade Ukraine or something like that?
Yeah.
And people were like, well, no. And he'd be like, wrong! Next question!
Yeah, I never saw it.
I
went many, many years without a television. There's a lot of... I used to tell people I was in prison, you know, and that I missed all the TV because it was while I was in prison, but that's not actually true. I just didn't have a TV.
You weren't in prison?
No, I wasn't in prison.
Are you sure?
Listener Scott's in prison. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just used to have to explain why I didn't know any TV shows, you know? So they didn't watch TV.
And that's the reason?
Yeah. That's the reason I told people, but it wasn't true. It's just I didn't watch TV. The real reason I didn't watch TV?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to follow the shows because I'm face blind.
Well, right, because you don't know who the actors are.
Yeah, if they change clothes, I don't know who they are. It's very
That's
difficult.
Why sports is good because the Giants sports. Throughout the game will continue to wear blue uniforms.
Exactly. They have numbers. They have positions. It's one of the reasons I love sports is because I can actually follow it and I can talk to people about it the next day.
But you're sick of sports right now.
It's the Olympics. It's really, it's, there's too much.
You got
too
Olympic
much.
Fever?
No,
you
it's
have
just
Olympic
like,
overload.
I go home, I feel like I have to watch the Olympics like it's my job.
You don't have to watch the Olympics.
I feel like I have to. And I sit there and I watch the stuff, and then I know there's baseball going on, there's football going on now already. And then the U.S. Open's coming up, that's tennis.
I'm
that's going to happen.
That.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it either, but I mean, it's going to happen. You know, sports is happening.
Can you name four women who've won four golds at one Olympics?
Do they have to be American women?
Yeah, because we don't know about any other countries.
Any other countries?
Yeah.
What other countries? Women, what other countries are there?
Four U.S. women have won four golds at an Olympics.
Mm.
They're all pretty recent.
Biles?
Simone Biles, yes.
Yeah.
Ding!
Well, that Kondrecki.
Katie Ledecky.
Ledecky, yeah.
That's two.
Two.
Yeah, two more swimmers. One was in this Olympics and didn't do so good. But she's got a winning smile. She's got a real nice attitude. Her name's Missy Franklin.
Oh, Missy Franklin.
The other one is Amy Van Dyken, who I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. Missy Franklin, I remember her name, but that's a long time
ago. No, she
ago.
Was big. She was big in the last Olympics, she was in this Olympics, and she came in last like a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But she had a pretty great attitude about coming in last.
Well, you know, I mean, she's probably, you know, happy that she got back to the Olympics, I guess. So it's all swimmers, three swimmers and a...
Yeah, because, like, I mean, only the swimmers can win.
Didn't Gabby Douglas get a whole bunch of gold medals?
Yeah, but not four.
Okay.
And she got, like, two, I think.
Hey, we got a call. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, just two things. John McLaughlin first became prominent as Nixon acquired a priest and a rabbi to try to defend him in his last days in office. So the rabbi was some guy named Korf.
Mm-hmm.
And McLaughlin was what Hunter Thompson, who Hunter Thompson described as a brain-damaged Jesuit.
So he was,
he was
the Catholic
priest?
Guy that got brought in to try to fix Nixon?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Nixon already had Graham gunning for him.
Right.
Oh,
he,
Billy Graham, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is the thigh is a femur.
The thighs of femur. So what's a fibula?
What's a fibula?
It's one of the bones in the leg.
All right, so like the front
the
bone,
or
the, is it tibia fibula in the back? Like, because he's out 6 to 8 weeks, so it's got to be like a lower leg problem.
You can't support weight on it while you're.
No, I don't. I don't imagine you could.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
It seems like a real drag.
Anyway. Okay. Thanks for that.
Sure.
Hey, thanks
sure.
For
I mean,
call,
the
man.
Big difference is that if you break your femur, there's a good chance you can die.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, that's what I thought he broke because it starts with an F. Okay. Thank you.
It was fibula, I think.
Yeah, fibula was the thing he
femurs,
broke.
Femurs, yeah,
saying,
like
femurs
a broken
the other
hip
one.
Or something
yeah.
like that.
No, femurs your thigh. He's just said so.
What?
Were you listening to the caller?
I thought the thigh and the hip were the same thing. Is the thigh
oh,
the inside
good
part?
God, no wonder you don't get laid. Don't you know where things are?
No, what?
What parts of your body are you looking at?
Chalmers says Amy Van Dyken married an NFL punter.
Yay, punters.
She also suffered a serious injury a few years back. Well, that's
oh,
a bummer.
Well, that's not good. What happened?
Jesus.
No, we don't want her to get an injury. Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
What else? There's so much junk happening.
What's junk is happening in the world?
Just all this Olympics junk.
Are you sick of the Olympics?
Yes.
What are we going to do next week?
So this judo medalist, right? The guy who medaled in judo. I think he got a bronze in judo. Judo's a sport, apparently.
Okay,
they
yeah.
do it at the Olympics.
You kick people in the face or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you kick people in the face.
Yeah.
He went out on the beach and somebody, like, beat him up and robbed him. And I was like, if you're a judo champion, shouldn't you be able to, like, beat somebody up?
Well, if they got
back?
A gun or
I
something
mean,
like that.
No, they didn't have a gun. They just punched him and took his money.
Well, they do. Isn't Brazil, and I saw a documentary about it. It was like some kind of fight dancing that they do.
Yeah.
Isn't that the fight dancing?
Yeah, that's a fight dancing thing.
So maybe
the
guy
thing.
Fight danced him. And
maybe
then
he did. I can't pronounce
he
that
took
fight
the dude
dance
down.
Thing. But I mean, but if you're the world champion judo guy, shouldn't you be able to like fight back?
I mean, maybe he got kicked in the nuts or something like that. Maybe he was on his period.
Yeah, maybe.
Caporio Brazil.
Did we really explain the period thing? Are we even?
Oh, I don't think we really did.
I don't think we really did.
It was like a medley race.
Yeah.
One of the Chinese people was asked
swimmers
afterwards.
Swimmers, Chinese swimmer girl.
They asked her, "So, how you doing? How you feeling? What happened there? You didn't get a medal?" And she said, "Oh, I'm on my period."
Yeah, and Chinese people just don't say stuff like that, right?
She's like, "I was really tired because I'm on my period."
she just said that.
And then everyone's like. Yeah.
We were in the pool with that.
Caporiar, the Brazilian martial art of death.
Jesus.
Well, if they're fight dancing,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do. No, it doesn't matter.
We don't know that the guy
in
was
judo,
doing
isn't,
that.
Isn't judo like the one where you need to have weapons?
No, judo is like with your hands and you throw people and stuff. Putin does judo.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Is Putin's, that why he's
Putin's
so terrifying?
Like a, yeah, Putin's a judo champ.
I bet he knows how to fight.
Quadruple black belt.
I bet he knows how to do the fight dance of death.
I bet he does.
I bet he's done that before. By the way... Yeah. Lady who was married to Rupert Murdoch,
yes,
is now dating. Like, what are
Putin.
You going through?
She's
like,
you going through Putin.
The most evil people, like Bond
yeah.
villains. That's
she's,
who you're dating.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
a type, apparently.
It's like she's a Bond villain.
It's like, what are you doing, man?
Crazy.
Come
yeah.
on.
And she's hanging out in Croatia with Ivanka Trump.
Well, that's cool.
I
Ivanka
think
Trump seems kind of cool. I mean,
no,
her dad kind of sucks.
Oh my God! You think any woman that's kind of attractive?
That'll be my hope is that we get to meet Ivanka Trump at the debate. We'll be like, "Hey, Ivanka, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
How you doing?
Yeah, doing fine.
Are you gonna marry a Bond villain?
No, she's already married.
She married the guy from the New York Observer. The guy who wrecked
yeah.
the New York Observer.
Yeah, that guy.
He sucks.
Kushner, or whatever his name is.
They're building all these places here in Jersey City too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
them?
These terrible. Big, ugly buildings for white people.
Should I just play some music?
There's only like 3 minutes left
yeah,
in our show.
Where's more Coney Island?
More Coney Island's coming up next.
They're not coming in.
Oh, they're not?
No.
No, they're right here.
No, they're not.
This is them.
You're having an hallucination.
No,
they
this
aren't
is
actually that, here.
These are the guys right
no,
here.
Not.
This is
that's
the
not
show.
Them. That's not them.
That's Devin.
I can recognize people. I know.
I don't
that's
think
not
you
them.
Can.
I just because I'm face blind doesn't mean I don't recognize Devin from.
I don't know
Coney
what
Island.
To say to you.
No, it's
about
not
that,
true.
Because they're here.
They're not.
And their show's up next.
I don't see it.
And they got some great stuff going on.
Do they?
Yeah,
they
I'm sure they do. They usually
they got
do.
Another amazing guest.
Who's the amazing guest today?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Gil, tell me. Yeah.
Tell me.
I'll get his name right by the end of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Practice
good.
During our show.
All right. Yeah. Practice. Come in and practice.
Stay tuned.
He's the composer of a great documentary
No one can hear you.
Composer of a great documentary.
Great documentary called The Lost Arcade. About the Chinatown Fair Arcade.
Oh, what?
Fair. That's cool. My college is having a party at Chinatown Fair, like in a couple weeks.
Can we go there?
Yeah, we can. I mean, I don't want to see any of those people.
Is your college still
ever.
Open? Like, I don't understand. How long did you go to college?
I have a very famous, fancy college. That
nice.
I went to. Yeah.
University of.
Of face blindness.
Nebraska.
Yeah, no. I went to like a fancy school.
You did?
Yeah. They came and got me. They said, "Oh, you."
They came and got you. Said, oh. Like in a hospital.
Yeah, like I was like a first round draft pick of all the fancy colleges.
Wow.
They came and they said, "Hey, you know, you're a little disadvantaged cowgirl. Let's take you out and
disadvantaged cowgirl." I saw them open up for
teach you a lesson.
I saw a disadvantaged cowgirl open up for a couple. I think they're open up
position.
For the Pixies.
That's
the,
my favorite position is disadvantaged cowgirl.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM, and we're all over the world online at WFMU.org.
Yeah, and if we don't get suspended, we'll be back next week.
What are we going to get suspended for?
Nothing. We're fine.
We're fine. Everything's good.
Okay. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.